This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Late getting back in the studio just now. I was just in that 1 minute break or 70 second break as the hour ended, planning some of the amazing guests and stuff we got coming up tomorrow. One of my biggest failures is also one of our greatest successes. I plan big stuff. We do big stuff. Our crew does a great job. But sometimes I bite off not more than I can chew. Let's just say we don't chew it very well. I should have been for like a week or two telling you the huge lineup of guests, the huge rundown of special premiere documentaries we've made, 30 minutes long, 45 minutes long, an hour long, secrets inside the Vatican, Larry Nichols in person at his house spilling his guts on everything on the Clintons. I don't even know what to call that. It's so powerful. A whole nother documentary on another surprise subject. All the special guests tomorrow, it's going to be 28 hours long, because I added a fourth hour, and they said, that makes it 28 hours. So we're going to start at 11 a.m. tomorrow. We're going to go right through to 3 o'clock the next day. And most of it's live. There's going to be some basically films we've made. Some of them in the works for years. Some of them films I didn't basically release. And then now we're just not going to call it an official film. We're just going to release it tomorrow. So a lot of stuff coming up 11 a.m. tomorrow until the next day at 3 o'clock. That's 28-hour global transmission. And, yeah, it's a money bump. I've had some years recently where I decided to take no pay for myself. But I'll be honest with folks. There have been years where I took large profit. If I had a film that was a really big hit and made a bunch of extra money, I'd go, you know what? I had a lot of unexpected bills. I had some family I had to take care of, and I have these nuisance lawsuits occasionally. Why should I buy into the propaganda that as a lover of liberty, I shouldn't be successful? So I'll put some money in the bank. Zero from the money bombs has ever gone to anything I do personally. It goes into the cameras, into the crew. I mean, you've seen past money bombs, and suddenly there's like four new reporters in a couple months and new writers and new people and new studios. The last money bomb we did was 3 years ago, and it took us to upgrade, build the studios, hire the people, develop the crew to launch 5 hours of live TV radio a day. We're now there. Once we go past that level, I can produce 10 hours. I can have a 24-hour network. We're at the point to be funded by advertising, even in a collapsing economy, doing it from Texas where it's a lot cheaper than, say, New York or L.A., to just take off. And put all the different great crew I have in management positions above the new people we bring in. And then my goal is reached where, really, I got a trust I've set up. I've got a corporation. I intend if they blow my head off or put me in prison, this just keeps going. And there's backup plans to that. Because when you really fight tyranny and you're really on the line against these people, you realize it's a lot bigger than you, the individual. It's about winning the long war. Now, that means that maybe my great-grandchildren or your great-grandchildren that finally defeat the eugenicists, the scientific technocrats. But you've got my commitment that evil isn't the only force of power in the universe. Good is even more powerful. But good people expect to see a manifestation right away, or you don't crave power. You don't crave dominating something. You don't crave being in a position of strength because you're too humble. You're too satisfied at a cellular level. Well, I'm exactly that same way. I don't want to be in charge. I don't like telling people what to do. But you know what I hate even more? Being a slave and somebody running my life. But so after I'm attacked, after I see them attack other people, after I personalize that and empathize and take on that pain at a cellular soul level, then I do enjoy defeating them, smashing them, and running them into the ground because they deserve it. They are scum, and they are weak, and they are hateful. So we need to stand up and defeat them. Take action.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
We're now well into the third hour, going back to your phone calls here right through this hour. Joe Biggs will be in studio with us for about 10 minutes, the bottom of the hour, to talk about covering a 90-minute speech of Donald Trump that's been called sensational by some of the mainstream media. 20,000 people, standing room only, just loving every word he said. I watched some of the speech footage, big shot, and it was like one-liners like fish being thrown out to seals. But I guess the stuff he's saying is true, so compared to all the lies of other establishment candidates, I guess it's good. Wall Street's latest panic, Trump could win, and it gets into a speech. We'll cover that with Joe Biggs as well. But, man, what is he going to do if he's not for real? I mean, I saw that scary thing a week ago where he went on Fox and said, you know, we may have to, well, he didn't say we may, Merkel's doing a great job bringing these people in. We need to bring these migrants in. Using that politically correct word. He's a smart guy. He could have said, these are invaders. We don't know who these people are. A lot of them are ISIS. It's dangerous. The policies of our government putting ISIS in control is what's helped destabilize the whole region. And he knows Obama's been protecting ISIS. He said that. He's got a top general that just left Defense Intelligence Agency as the head of it saying that. He's got the former deputy director of the CIA saying it. Trump knows all this. Trump's real smart. I have no doubt Donald Trump can turn this country around, hyping folks up, being positive. We're cutting taxes. We're repealing the gun laws. We're bringing in immigrants that have a history of working and have something to offer. The country would explode. It would take off. But see, you'd get prosperity, and it wouldn't be unevenly distributed to the globalists. That's what's so sick about them. All day it's class envy. All day it's wealth redistribution. How they want to help you have a dream because they're going to give you some welfare or some college tuition. Tuition costs more than ever. Healthcare screwed up. Giant screw job. Raising prices. The globalists are putting us through a meat grinder. So I wish Donald Trump was real. I hope he's real. I hope he'd do stuff like that. But the media attacks him with the most ham-fisted attacks that are designed to fail. Now, I told you, and I should have saved the clip of this. I said it 100 times or more. Then I'm going to go to this trailer and then to your calls. But they do this. Jade Helm went for 2 months. It ended today. Or it ends today, technically. September 15th. And I always said Jade Helm was to condition us for martial law, condition us for the shutdown of cities, condition us to federal troops. The Jade Helm's own memo admitted it was for domestic operations. They come out and deny it's real at first, and they say I'm a liar. Then they say I'm saying it's an imminent takeover. They're going to take our guns. And I've had the media calling today. I've heard people that have heard it on local radio. Oh, where was the martial law? Where was the gun confiscation? It was all going to begin during Jade Helm. And a lot of the people ran with that. Some people online believe that. And, I mean, I get why. You see the world financial crisis and all the other problems and the open borders and the refugee situation. And you say, maybe it is a takeover. Well, they took a photo of me acting goofy on television because I do screw around sometimes. See, I'm their biggest enemy on that list, so they attacked me. Then they go on to say Rick Perry didn't like it. No, Rick Perry attacked me and said that it was a good thing, that Jade Helm was great. Chuck Norris said it was dangerous. Ted Cruz said it was dangerous. Gohmert said it was dangerous. Ron Paul said it was dangerous. Rand Paul said it was dangerous. But they stick at Raw Story, disingenuous, garbage, like a funny picture of me and Rick Perry, and they say Jade Helm ends with no takeover. And these six nutters hope you forgot their idiotic fear-mongering. No, I was waiting for these, and there's a bunch of them, and then I was going to put it out, and my listeners heard me say this. They heard us cover it. They heard us respond. They heard our first broadcast on it. And I said, it's training for the invasion of America under NORTHCOM, which they admit in the Army Times and everywhere else, is for a war with the Tea Party. And then I showed dozens of articles where they admit that. So, there you go. And the military itself was concerned about it. And as Chuck Norris said, it isn't that I don't trust the military, I don't trust who leads our military. And that's absolutely true. Boy, they really hate Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who just said, look, I'll have the State Guard monitor it, you know. That's the state's job, monitor the feds. They monitor us. We'll monitor it. They came out and misrepresented what he said. They deceive their audience. They deceive their readers. And that's why they're a joke. They think cheap shots like this, we didn't see this coming. They think this will hurt us. Listen, your constituents, 9 out of 10 times, 8 out of 10 times, say put all gun owners in slave camps. Ban the Bible on video. We're not going to get your people. We understand that. But there's this big mass in the middle that doesn't know what the truth is. And they're going to see clips of me telling the truth, or they already saw it, and I told people this was coming, and they just know you're a pack of liars. So you've got your idiot constituents that can't tie their shoelaces, who believe whatever you say, and they like little fake victories like this. It doesn't work with the thinkers out there. Our audience is exploding. Your audiences are imploding. You're a joke. You're a fraud. You're a bunch of con men, in my view. And just go out there where dinosaurs go to fall down like a relic from the past and just blow away. I'm just letting you know you're politically dead already. So throw temper tantrums. Tell us you control the language. Shoot your mouth off however you want. People want freedom. They want lower taxes. They want to be able to defend themselves. They don't want you telling them what religion to be. They don't want pervert teachers teaching five-year-olds how to masturbate. Just get out of our lives. Go be your own unhappy skeletons. I mean, I've seen your constituents. They're a bunch of brain-damaged idiots who can't literally walk straight. I know who you are. You're hollow. You're a joke. So keep lying. That's all you got. It's more nails in your political coffin. Let's go to this trailer, then your phone calls. First up will be Enoch in Missouri, and then we'll go to Spirit of Freedom, Mark, Frank, Allen, and others. But I don't even know what to call this. We could make it 2 hours long. It's all powerful. It's going to end up being like 45 minutes long, but all of it is very powerful. Not saying the video is all powerful, like The Great and Wonderful Oz. I mean, it's all powerful video. We'll probably air more of it later, but it's cut down about 45 minutes long. Here's a trailer for what I'm thinking is really like Clinton Chronicles Part 3, the new Clinton Chronicles. I mean, we're not selling it. We're not Jeremiah Films. They're great folks, but I don't know what we call this thing we're going to premiere tomorrow because it basically is just an extension of those films. Here it is.
I was there at the beginning, inside the Clinton machine. I saw it all happen, from the corrupt to the absolutely corrupt. And that's when I thought about my father, who was dying of lung cancer, and what he would do if he knew the man I'd become. And then I thought about my daughter. What if the cocaine they were bringing in was to end up getting used by her? I hit my knees that day and asked God to forgive me. I wasn't a good person. I worked in special operations, Central America, South America. I did a lot of bad things. But I hit the bottom that day and said I was going to make up for it. And now, I just want to see these criminals brought to justice and get their just due. Not made president, but put where they belong, in jail. One thing about Hillary, he was just a good timing guy. But Hillary, she's an animal. Hillary is the one that I promise you, she pulls the strings. She pulled them in Arkansas. She pulled them in the White House when she was there as the First Lady. And my God, if she gets to be president, what you see out here now is going to change. We thought it changed with Obama. There's nothing compared to what's going to happen with Hillary. And I tell you right now, I will stop Hillary.
We've gone further than anybody we know of, and that's all we're going to say. And people can ask us 100 different ways and from 100 different directions. And we're just going to leave the ultimate decision up to the American people. I really just want everybody to take a deep breath and relax and just, you know, sit back, because here they come again. We're going to have to just ride through this as we have so many of these other false accusations.
All right. It will premiere tomorrow. I haven't even figured out the name for it yet. What is it, 10 o'clock tomorrow night? Free streams at Infowars.com/show. We're going to be broadcasting for 28 hours live. I know some cable and TV stations, like the one in Houston, I need to plug that today, are going to be carrying it. And we're going to be announcing tomorrow the satellite frequency to pick up the TV feed. And just some of the battle plan as well. But mainly it's going to be informational and a bunch of guests. But we're not going to get a whole cable channel. I could probably go bankrupt trying it. I know a lot of folks that did get cable channels that are, quote, conservative. They're trying to offload them and get rid of them right now. A little inside baseball. because those are all atomized and broken up. We're on the main satellite that hits all the TV stations in northern Mexico, the United States, and Canada, so that you can call up your local UHF or VHF or cable system and say, please carry the Alex Jones show. There's 4 hours of it during the day, radio slash TV, but it's a full TV production. And then there's the produced one-hour show at night. Sometimes it's live, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it's taped to air. It'll be live tomorrow. And a lot of these program directors, station owners, or station managers are listeners. That's why we're going to be hitting, but you're going to also be hitting, with brochures, info, links to the websites, all of it, everybody at a TV station. Because you don't know who the key person is at that TV station. Listen, I can walk into a small-town TV station or a big city cable station, and there'll be some manager comes running down to meet me and going, yeah, you ought to put your show on satellite. We'd pick it up. Oh, yeah, we'd at least put it on the weekend or something, see how it went. Here, you know, I want you to, here's some cards. You know, call us. I got a buddy that does satellites. You ought to be, I mean, so many cable and TV stations, and I'm not going to get into this now. I'm going to go to your calls. Just give us another break. We're doing this because about 4 or 5 years ago, we were starting the nightly news that was going to be internet-based, subscriber-based, but then be deployed and delivered to a bunch of free platforms the next day, so our subscribers were just paying so we could produce this and have the bandwidth, and so they could see it when it first aired or when it was live. And it's been incredibly successful. Hundreds of millions of people have seen the nightly news conservatively in North America alone. But it was station managers, owners, and program directors reaching out time and time again and saying, will you please put it on a satellite or put it on one of these server systems so we can download it? And then I'd say, yeah, I'm going to think about doing that. But I was so busy with other stuff, they'd call back in a year going, listen, just I'll send a contract over that I can carry it, or just send me back something I can air it whenever I want, free to air, and I'll put you on. And so suddenly, over 200 of these letters and calls came in, and I know over 100 stations, TV, UHF, VHF, cable, some small towns, some big cities. I mean, we're on basic cable for now, what, 2 years in Houston? We've got an interview with the owner of it, who is the inventor of internet video. Like, when you see 2001 Space Odyssey, he's on a space station talking to his daughter. This guy had invented that and had the government using it before it was even in science fiction movies. Never done an interview. Best friends with Ron Paul, basically. He's the guy that put up the Ron Paul channel. He put us on before Paul, and then he's like, we're not doing it quick enough, so he went to Paul and set it all up, which I absolutely love. That's being heard on TV, radio, all over the country, being picked up all over the place, hundreds of stations. And the guy didn't want to be known, doesn't want the attention, doesn't want to be appreciated. He was involved like the 60s, fighting the Federal Reserve, the New World Order. I mean, these are the type of folks that are just all over the country. Amazing people. And so we used to send him a high-def feed so they would carry it. Or they download it and air it the next day. Well, not anymore, not for about a month. We've been on the big satellite. They love it. It's working real well at our studios. The satellite stuff's on right now. And now we just got to go through all the context, all the people, get them hooked up, get it going. It's very, very exciting. We've got a lot of stuff like that coming up. And I don't want to say I'm a coward, but I am sick of the responsibility, but at the same time, I'm going to go to the next level and push it in the globalist faces, because I'm not going to sit on my hands. I'm not going to use half measures. I'm going to go all out Americana style to really give these people a run for their money. And it doesn't mean we're going to save the country or the world or you are. But the spirit of resistance, the spirit of standing up, will cause chain reactions that will end up bringing the tyranny down in the end. And so you'll have a heavily produced, nice one-hour transmission that I think will get picked up by a lot of places. And then you're going to have this fire-breathing transmission with all the guests, the clips, the rest of it, that'll also be very popular. Because imagine you're out there in UHF or VHF or cable land, and you're tuning through the channels, and you come across this guy. For whatever reason, they stop, they watch. When I was first on Access TV 20 years ago, about a year into it, it was in the paper, the Austin American Statesman, that the cable company wanted to know, and they had bought a Nielsen's monitoring system to look at access television in an argument to get rid of it. And there was a show that was number one in the entire cable spectrum, 1.5 hours a week. And you know what show that was? This one right here. A guy running his own show at that time in the control room, running tapes, playing clips, talking to the camera with the lights all blown out, where if I had one zit on my head, you could see it when I was 22 years old. I wasn't zit faced, but when I got one sometimes, it looked like hell. I didn't even wear makeup. Still don't today. I'm not bragging and saying I'm something special, but in a bare-knuckles fight, I will annihilate the competition. And that's known. I mean, I've gotten the top ratings in Austin twice. I've had success. People want this. We've beaten Limbaugh. I never wanted this time slot. I was told, you will take this time slot, or you're not going to be on GCN. And I said, I want to be on at night. And they said, that's not when Hardcore Political Talk's on. No one goes up against Limbaugh. You'll actually get stations if you go up against him. And, man, I was on like 30 stations then at night. I went on. I had 120 stations within a year. Listen, Michael Trudeau, not Kevin Trudeau, Michael Trudeau, who left a long time ago at GCN, he was like a Republican strategist and much other stuff, smart guy. He was right. Over 100 and something stations just by doing that within a year or so. Man, he was a sweetheart, but man, when I started attacking George W. Bush and everything else, after 9/11, he resigned. I'll get him on as a guest sometime. But he resigned. He said, I've never seen anybody lose 70% of their stations and not stop it. And he goes, I don't believe they blew up those towers. I don't believe the government's involved. And really, I want to punch you in the nose, man, that you're doing that. But Ted Anderson said, hey, it's the First Amendment. He can do it. That's how good GCN is. It's mom and pop. It's whatever you want to call it. But they don't censor you. They don't control you. But they sat there and watched my radio empire at 27 years old burn down in front of them. But you know what? I felt really good in all that because I don't care about being on all those stations. I'm on more than that now. Because the facts are, I didn't say George Bush put bombs in the building, as the media said I did. Just like I didn't say Jade Helm was an imminent takeover. I said our government, bare minimum, ordered NORAD to stand down, and that the Saudi Arabians were involved, not Iraq, and that there was an inside job at some level. That's now in the 9/11 report, and they redacted it. That's on record. I'm right, period. Because here's the deal. I'm not somebody special. Let me tell you something. When I think about lying to people on something big like that, when I think about knowing that criminals in our government, bare minimum, allowed that to happen to take our liberties and attack sovereign countries that didn't deserve it, Saudi Arabia's enemy, I feared for my soul at that very point. And it's the strongest instinct you can have. It's beyond instinct to be afraid of God. I just can't do it. I can't know something's true and then lie to people. And that is my greatest strength, and that's your greatest strength, is to stop caring what they think. Stop caring what happens to you. You got to do the right thing. It's got to be done. And that doesn't mean if you were some enemy country and at a checkpoint they asked if you were part of, you know, the Libertarian Party or something, that you wouldn't lie and go, no, I'm a communist comrade. I'd lie in a minute in that situation. Like the Jewish spies in the Bible going in. You know, are you with the Jews? Well, no, we're certainly not there, you know. Or in World War II behind enemy lines. No, you're not going to act like, you're not like, you're French, not American. You're going to get killed. I'm not saying that I haven't lied at Bohemian Grove to say, oh, I'm a member or I'm a guest. Yeah, here's the place I'm staying. To get the intel. But I don't lie on big, real issues that affect anybody else. You understand? Because here's the deal. I will lie when my spirit says that's not a lie. Because it's got to be done to expose evil in a certain situation that doesn't hurt anybody. That's different. I do it very rarely, and I soul search over all of it. But when you hear me up here on air, I say things that are politically incorrect. I say things that I don't even want to say, but I say it because I know it's true. And that's the commitment you'll get. And I guarantee you, it's already happened. We're going to end up on hundreds and hundreds of UHF, VHF stations and cable stations. Hundreds. if you spread the word about the transmission and all the info we're going to be putting out tomorrow and the next few weeks. It's very exciting. And I haven't really talked about it on air because we've just been so busy with other things and running everything and getting this ready. But it's a very epic time to be alive and to be involved. Your phone call straight ahead, then Joe Biggs is going to be joining us in studio. A 28-hour transmission tomorrow. Kicks off at 11 a.m. Central. Infowars.com/show. Please send the link to friends and family. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
That wife of mine, the suspicious kind, she says that I'm quite a flirter. But I've been a good boy all of the time, and I wouldn't do nothing to her.
That's right.
She'll tan my hide.
Crank it up.
Spending the night with Betty Lou or Alice. But I'm sleeping alone in this wreck I own. I broke down south of Dallas.
Joe Biggs is with me, but don't worry, callers. I know I've been ranting, so I made you hold. I apologize. We will go to Joe Biggs and get his analysis here in a few minutes after I've taken some of the callers that have been holding longest. But Joe hosts the show, co-hosts the show. He can take your call to converse with you as well. Joe Biggs went to see the Donald for 90 minutes in a packed house yesterday up in Big D, my hometown. And he's here to break down what he saw, and he's got some video clips as well. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have a 28-hour transmission that Joe will be hosting some of coming up tomorrow, and we'll be taking your calls as well. And we've got a whole bunch of mini documentaries that are really well done, really powerful, breaking stuff tomorrow, you name it. The free feed is at Infowars.com/show. Now, we're normally 5 hours live a day, but the 4 hours of radio and the nightly news, but it's going to be 28 hours interspersed with some mini documentaries and things coming up tomorrow. Kickoff, 11 a.m. Central. And again, I should have been hyping this beforehand. We're too busy getting it ready to do that. So it's no hype. It's all bite, ladies and gentlemen. No bark, all bite, I guess is the inside baseball motto around here. It's where one of the most attacked organizations in the country. So that is all coming up. Right now, you've been holding Emok from Missouri. Thanks for doing that. You're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I just want to say that I wish best of luck and wishes tomorrow for your money bomb. And I'm standing in a library right now next to the Missouri flag, and it's got two bears holding up a sign that says, "United we stand, divided we fall." And last night, I rewatched the video American Drug War II, a Cash Hyde story, put out by Sacred Cow Productions. And I just want to—I've heard you say a few different things on cannabis. I know it's totally off topic, but I just wanted to get your hardcore down the earth point of view on where cannabis should stand, and if you think they're gonna light the White House up green like to do with the rainbow sometime coming up soon here.
All right, I appreciate your call. Let me try to answer that. I'm going to get Joe Biggs' take on it. I don't trust George Soros as far as I can throw Staten Island. Anything he's involved in is bad. He also knows marijuana legalization is big money. Remember, that's why he's involved. I am for decriminalization because I'm against giving the police state a reason to be in our lives. A lot of people use marijuana, and some studies show it's better than a lot of the, you know, drugs that get people to calm down. It's got a lot of uses against cancer, you know, cancer treatment, you name it. People that are nauseous, glaucoma. I mean, there's hundreds of uses. It is an amazing plant, like aloe vera and a few other, you know, really cool plants that do so much. So I think we should demystify it. That said, I know a lot of people that are total jellyfish, that all they do is smoke pot all day. And the new pot that's around, because I know I've smoked it, and I'm not really a pot smoker, but, I mean, I really do, like the police do. I'll smoke it once a year just to test it out, see how strong it is. I mean, I've smoked pot where I can't get out of a chair for an hour. And back when I was more of a drinking man, I'm not going to drink a bottle of Jack Daniels, and you can't even tell. So let me tell you, that's some hardcore stuff right there. And do I think that's something a 14-year-old should be smoking? Absolutely not. Do I want his house SWAT team and the dog killed because of it? No. But you legalize or decriminalize it, I'm not for total legalization, that cuts out the drug gangs, the money laundering, all of it. And so I think it's a states' rights issue. I think it should be a state issue. I just get criticized by the pro-marijuana people because I say, hey, it's got a lot of pitfalls, it's got a lot of problems. Here's what I see negative. But, hey, you've got a right to go buy Drano at the store and drink it. It's going to kill you. We're going to have, you know, DEA raid people's houses, ban Drano, because somebody could kill themselves with it. You got people that go get spray paint and huff it, brain damaging them. I mean, I don't want them to do that, but that's just what you do. I mean, you can't stop that. And those idiots are going to do it. They do it all over the world. So I'm just a libertarian at the end of the day. Joe Biggs, what's your take on the marijuana situation?
Like you said, there is a lot of medical uses for it. I think there's a lot of great uses for it. I think the VA should allow a lot of these soldiers with PTSD to use it because I have a lot of friends that use it, and it calms them down. Meanwhile, the VA wants to push all these prescription drugs on it, and then that's what sets them over the edge, makes them go a little crazy.
Oh, yeah, they prove marijuana doesn't make you kill anybody. Prozac does.
Yeah, that will definitely happen. Marijuana, that's going to have you sitting there on the couch for a little bit, you know, chilled out, thinking about stuff, relaxed. But just like with anything out there, with alcohol is legal, but you can overuse it, and you can get get alcohol poisoning, you can get a DUI. So there's going to be people out there who are going to abuse marijuana, but overall, yeah, it should be decriminalized. We shouldn't have people in jail for a plant like that has so many positive uses.
But then I get criticized for not just saying it's God and let's, you know, instead of Mount Rushmore having George Washington a marijuana leaf.
Yeah.
There's that whole movement where it's just weed, 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 and it's just, I kind of get sick of it. I mean,
Like I said, I think there's some good uses out there, but in moderation, definitely.
Well, I just know this. Thank God you're not smoking that devil plant. No, I've admitted to it. It's just, have you ever smoked pot that knocks you on your butt?
It all does for me. It doesn't matter what kind it is. That's why I know my limit. If I do, it's literally those times at night. If I wake up having those nightmares from combat, whatever it may be, that'll help me get back to sleep, forget about it. My mind's clear. I wake up the next day rested. I feel good to go.
So you do use it medically?
I mean, I'm not prescribed it, but I mean, I definitely use it for a medical reason. Yeah, I don't do it for fun. I'm not out every day doing that. It's maybe once every couple months, because every once couple months I might have one of these episodes where I just get stressed out. Everything hits me from combat. Something happens, it just hits me. And that will ease me down, get me back at ground zero again, and I'm ready to go.
Well, total truthfulness here at InfoWars, teleprompter free. That's why this broadcast, the Mount Leader, is going to be a big hit. And we want to be a big hit to stop tyranny, not to be a big hit so we're a big hit on TV. Yeah. I mean, this is the excitement of being real, folks. That was a good question. I want to get to Trump. We've got Mark and folks have been holding, but I'm going to get to them in the next segment. We've got to get to the Trump situation. So you're up there for Lord Trumpus. What happened?
I went in there with an open mind, you know. He says a lot of good things out there, you know. He's definitely a crowd pleaser. And I wrote down on this piece of paper that he was lackluster. He's lackluster in the sense that he's not motivated or convicted in a sense when it comes to the issues at hand. Issues that a presidential candidate should be, have conviction in, have knowledge in. When he's asked certain questions about these issues, he doesn't have a really good answer. He doesn't know what he's doing. He kind of reminded me of Rodney Dangerfield with these one-liners. Like, hey, we got a border problem, huh? What are we going to do about it? Let's build a wall. All right, so what is a wall going to do? All he does is he brings problems to the table without a solution. And that's what I heard last night. A whole lot of problems being brought to the table without him giving any kind of clear path to how he was going to give a solution to these issues.
We know a wall won't work contiguously. What really works is prosecuting people that hire illegals.
Well, yeah. I mean, when I was down in Hereford, Arizona, for example, at Glenn Spencer's, we were walking up and down to the border there, and you could see where they pulled out acetylene gas torches, cut the fence down, the cartels drove over those fences to the road, made their drops, came back, hooked it to a winch, pulled the fence back up, and then welded it all the way back up. So, I mean, and the Border Patrol is the one that goes out there and marks it. On this day, April 15th, 2015, the cartel came through here and cut this, and they'll mark it and they highlight it, and you can see that when you drive down that border. So all you're going to do is spend all this money on this giant fence. It's going to get cut down. It's going to get dug a hole under it, because that's how El Chapo got out. That's how all these different people move cocaine shipments underground through tunnels and water. You got a guy driving motorcycles, a cartel guy, through a tunnel out of prison. Anything that has a wall, you can get under it.
And, sure and enough, making it illegal makes the price go up.
Just like with marijuana. So we decriminalize all that stuff. We stop. We look at how we're dealing with immigration, and we actually get to it. You know, Donald Trump said in 2 years he's going to have every illegal out of the country. The only way you could do that, it was just like I was talking to Mikhail Thalen back there. It would be like Nazi Germany. They're going to have to go door to door and find, are you an American? I need to see proof. And that's what's going to happen. That's the only way you're going to get all the illegals out. But then at the same time, you still have illegals in the country who want to do good. And
we're not even saying, all we're saying is don't say free welfare, free babies, come here and have the Democrats sign them up to the anti-gun groups and give them fake voting cards.
Well, a lot of them are brought in and then just let loose. What we have to do is get these people on the right track to the right source of legal immigration, get them in the right steps they need to take to become an American citizen.
Sure.
Like, I had a lot of buddies who joined the military so they'd become American citizens. They take that as a spit in the face when all these people are allowed to come over and they're given better health care, better education, better financial situations than these guys who are over here the proper way, doing it the right way, like everyone else.
Let's get into more of Trump. I mean, I saw a lot of articles saying thousands line up to see Trump. InfoWars reports from Texas campaign. Wall Street's latest panic. Trump could win. We're not even critics of Trump here. I mean, Joe just wanted to see what he was really like. But a lot of it is like a Rodney Dangerfield one-liner. Why do folks like him so much then?
He's a crowd pleaser. He definitely knows how to work a crowd, and that's what he was doing. He didn't have the first thing he talked about when he showed up, hey, this is teleprompter free. We don't have any. And he rambled on about how he made $215 million on The Apprentice. It took 30 minutes before he even named an issue. And when he did, he talked about this vague tax plan that he had. And that in a few weeks, he's going to release this, you know.
Sure, he appealed like a carnival barker to success.
But everyone was in there screaming and yelling, women crying, babies screaming, signs flying up through the air. I mean,
well, that just shows how desperate people are.
It was,
and they take his confidence, and they believe that he'll. I mean, he said, look, I've made money at all these different ventures, and I want to get America great again, and I want to cut taxes, and I want to do this and that. then it'd be good to brag for maybe a minute or two about your accomplishments, because it's good to do that. You know, one of my accomplishments earlier I was saying was not shelling out and covering up 9/11. I see that as an accomplishment. Trump, I guess, probably wouldn't. But, I mean, owning a casino and fleecing schmucks, I don't think that was a success.
Yeah. Well, I definitely had an agenda when I went up there as well. I wore my Hillary for Prison 2016 T-shirt under my suit.
By the way, that's a bestseller. We have photos, or at least you sent me those photos, Joe.
Yeah, they should be all on my Twitter right now as well. And I have footage of myself. I'm in the front row. I snuck up to the front row, and I'm sitting there. I'm kind of getting nervous a little bit. I was like, all right, I got to do it. And I undid my shirt like Superman, and you could see the Hillary for Prison shirt, and I jumped up and screamed right in a lull, like a little silence part. And I go, Hillary for Prison! And Trump's like, yeah, Hillary! And he's like pointing at me. So if you guys have that clip, we can show it really quick.
Oh, we have the video clip of that?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, I didn't even know we had that video clip. Nico. Yeah, I mean, I just saw the stills on your Twitter, Rambo Begs, where it's happening.
Yeah.
guys, can you cue up the clip? Did you get?
Yeah.
Okay, here is that clip. I didn't even know about this. I should read what you gave me here. Go ahead.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that.
Hillary for Prison.
He said, and he goes, thank you. So I jumped up and I had my shirt and opened it up and I go, Hillary for Prison! And he just started smiling, looking at me, and then started talking about Hillary. So I'm doing this whole...
So while you're doing that, I've seen the photos on your Twitter this morning. We'll go to your site. That's why you're like Superman with your shirt, your jacket
open. Well, I did
open.
That again, but before he even came out and started speaking, this girl came up, she was a fan of the show, and she goes, I just love everything you guys at InfoWars do. You guys are just amazing. I don't think there's one more thing that y'all could do that would just make me just get any more excited about InfoWars. I was like, well... I might have something that you'd like. I have a Hillary for Prison T-shirt on under my seat. And she goes, oh, no, you're just teasing me. You don't have that. I said, well, yeah, actually, I do. Into the picture right there. So I opened up my shirt, and the entire crowd erupted. And you could see these different reporters or a man get standing ovation for showing his Hillary for Prison shirt. And it got to a point where I just ended up pulling the blazer off in the top and just had the shirt going.
And see, anybody could have done what you. I love the fact you always went with great ideas. You're always making the news. You're always making people, you know, link into what we're doing. Great job, Joe.
Well, I'm telling you, I probably told at least, this is probably, you know, nice, probably 1,000 people what InfoWars was. I want to see the spike in the site last night because people are all on their phone. Where do I get that? I was like, you got to go to the InfoWars store, man. You're going to love it. Everyone's going to come up, approach you, engage in conversation, ask you why you feel this way.
But imagine if people weren't InfoWars, because I didn't tell you to do this. It was your idea. An individual could have gone out with some slogan or some point and been just as effective if they were motivated. That's the power of one person.
Yeah. And I had at one point, I started doing this, and I had everybody in the stadium. I'm talking like there's thousands and thousands of people screaming and just going crazy. Like, screw Hillary, Hillary for Prison, yeah! You know, like, people love the shirt. So I think it's great. I'm glad we made it. And it gets a good point across that, hey, this
and it did sell out, but we have more on the way, so it's basically not back ordered. That's why it doesn't say back ordered. We'll have more in a couple days, so it should be able to get out to you by the end of the week or early next week if you order it. We have it in all sizes. It's a black T-shirt. It's Hillary for Prison, 2016 on the front. Legalize freedom, InfoWars.com on the back.
Yeah, so one of the actual, he did get a one point across. He talks about how we're giving troops overseas, you know, our so-called allies, equipment. And then once they get shots fired at them, they freeze up, they run away, and then our equipment gets taken over by ISIS. So if we can get that clip ready, it says ISIS, U.S. Humvee.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and roll that clip. Here it is. But that's why we are teleprompter internet free. We're on these clips, and we're trying to go through them here. You might want to tell them again, I guess, what clip it is.
Yeah, see, it says number 6. ISIS, U.S. Humvee.
Joe, man, nice little list for us and everything right there. So professional. Maybe the computer locked up. Who knows? That's why we're going to put a whole other computer system so when it locks up like this, it's my fault. Didn't buy good enough equipment. Sorry, folks. Okay, we do have the clip now. Go ahead and go to it.
Our military is going to be so strong and so powerful and so modern. The technology, we have it. But it's not working. We're not allowed to use it. Nobody has any fear. Not that I want to use it. I want to make it so strong, so powerful that we never have to use it. We never have to use it.
Well, you know, that's got the Pentagon.
We send our best equipment to our chicken allies, the people over there. One shot's fired in the air and they give it up to the enemy. And they have better stuff than we do. They have all the brand new stuff. The Humvees with the armor plates. 2,300 Humvees. 2,300. I thought I misread it. How could you have 2,300?
They gave it to
them. Played it the best. If our wounded warriors, who are the best people in the world, if our wounded warriors, if our wounded warriors were in those Humvees, they wouldn't have lost their arms and their legs and had such a tough life.
Actually, yeah, they would. These are the greatest people. That's why they did lose them, because they had bad Humvees.
So we're going to make our military so strong and so powerful and so great, and the world is going to respect us again. And we're going to take care of our vets, because our vets are treated like third-class citizens.
If he gets elected and doesn't deliver all this, he's going to be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I mean, because like I said, he's the kind of guy right now, he's bringing a whole lot of problems to the table without any solutions. And as a presidential candidate, that's what I want to see. I want to see a man who comes up, he understands the problems with the country, but then he gives you a solution, a plan, that what he, that's something that he's going to work towards. And I don't see that with him whatsoever.
Well, he's promising stuff, but it's all total slogans with no details.
Yeah.
And the truth is, they cashed those Humvees over there and gave them to ISIS, who works for the globalists, and the military commanders have even come out and said that. Yeah. They've been ordered to help them, ordered to help Al-Qaeda, now ISIS. That's the truth. And Donald Trump has said that, remember, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He said it looks like Obama's aiding ISIS.
Yeah.
He knows all that. I mean, that's the big scandal. All right, Joe Biggs, great job. You'll be back on the nightly news tonight, breaking down more of the Donald. We've got a bunch of other clips we didn't get to. Great job.
Thank you.
All right. Again, he'll be on the nightly news tonight, or maybe even with David Knight coming up in the fourth hour. I forget all this new stuff we're doing. But this InfoWars is going to be so big, so huge, so wonderful, no one's going to want to attack us, quote Donald Trump.
Watch it tomorrow.
We'll be back. I'm going to take some calls from folks that have been holding, like Mark and others. Stay with us.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Thank you.
segment of the Big 3 Hour transmission, but a fourth hour that a lot of stations are tuning into now. The fourth hour, Overdrive, kind of a wrap up of the show, but also all the new breaking news or news we didn't get to, and special guests and more. David Knight's going to be hosting. We'll have a guest in here with him as well. Fourth hour, I want to thank all of our affiliates for carrying it. Speaking of getting better TV equipment, we got some pretty good equipment, but I need to get a little bit more. And satellite uplinks and closed captioning, 10 grand a month and all the rest of it. We're going to try to raise $1 million tomorrow. That sounds like a lot to an average person making 50 grand a year. When you try to set up a TV studio and a radio studio and try to have 6, 7, 8 reporters, 6, 7, 8 writers, all the support staff, all the crew, customer service, all of it, it takes, I don't even want to tell people how much it takes to run this year because it'll sound like some huge number. It's actually a very small number compared to media operations, much smaller. But I guess I should just go ahead and tell everybody how much it costs to run this place every year. $15 million. So see, that's how big the show is that it can bring in the money to pay for this. We have 50-plus crew members. We have correspondents that are full-time, 12 hours a day in London. Okay, we've got them in other cities. And I want to be able to hire more correspondents, more writers, but this $1 million is just to have enough to be able to get 2 or 3 more reporters and 2 or 3 more writers and maybe another camera person and be able to pay for the satellite and for the closed captioning. So it sounds like a lot of money. It's not when we have tens of millions of viewers and listeners. Go to InfoWars Money Bomb, InfoWars.com/Money Bomb, and donate right there. Normally, we would be the whole month before Money Bomb saying, if you want to donate early, you can. I haven't really been doing that. And you can see the video breaking it down and more there at InfoWars.com/Money Bomb. But tomorrow, I'll have a free video feed there. It's going to be a 28-hour transmission. Let's go to Mark in California. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Doug Millar is one of the few real heroes that we have, and I actually have his information if you wanted to interview him. He's worked with Ted Gunderson, and Ted actually gave him one of the highest compliments a man could give, that he was the number one authority exposing MKUltra, Michael Aquino, former head of the National Security.
What's his name again?
Doug Millar.
I think I've heard that name.
Doug
right now.
Millar. Yeah, he was arrested at Bohemian Grove a couple years ago. And you've got to interview him, Alex. Believe me, he knows his stuff. And he went around to Michael Aquino's house right around the neighborhood, passed out like 100, 200 flyers telling people what Michael Aquino is really like, the former head of the National Security Agency. And you got to listen to him. It'll just be a thrill. It's real. And I also would like some advice on about an hour from now. I'm planning on going to our city council here in San Jose. They only give me 2 minutes, and I want you to tell me what you'd say and talk slow on SB 277, and I'll hear you. Just go slow, because I am slow.
Say that again, sir.
I'm going to give a speech to the mayor and city council in San Jose in about an hour, and I get 2 minutes. So I want you to tell me what I should say, and I'm going to write
it down.
That's
what I thought you said. Brother, you're a super smart talker yourself. Something you have a lot of info. I would, I'd get up there and talk about whatever issue you think is most important. I mean, I'm always flattered that listeners ask me for advice, but I just think, you know, that whatever you think is most important, whatever is in your heart, whatever's in your mind, I would just tell them that everybody can see the world's changing for the worse right now in many ways. Good people need to get involved, and whatever corruption is going on in their town or city, they need to stand up to it. And then hit some of the issues that you think are most important. Thank you for holding, brother. I'm going to do 5 minutes of Overdrive and go to Alan, Frank, Spirit of Freedom, and others. Then David Knight, host of Fourth Hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
28-hour transmission tomorrow.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain.
Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.